Well, if you've got some time on your hands, right, it's always nice to go out and see some art, always nice to go out and see some cool stuff around Sydney. You might have seen this one. It's the Light and Darkness exhibition. It's a major work being showed at the University of Sydney. It features 70 unique artworks from the Power Collection, exploring concepts like colour, movement, luminosity, as well as race and politics across three decades of late modernism. This morning, we're joined by senior curator, Dr. Anne Stephen, to tell us a little bit more. How's it going, Anne?
Good, good. Nice to talk.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's nice to speak to you as well. I guess, would you give us a little bit of context? Tell us what the Power Collection is all about then, because it's pretty big. I've just said it's what colour, movement, luminosity, race and politics. It's quite the challenge to take on.
Yeah, it was a major collection that began in 1967, and the curators who were acquiring works continued collecting through the 70s and 80s. So it crosses three decades.
Right.
And the reason that we called it Light and Darkness is a lot of the early acquisitions were in fact light works, that is, works that used electricity to illuminate the work.
Right, I see. And so it would have, obviously, technology and I guess art progresses over that time. So it would change and things would get more technical and I don't know what kind of other things you might see, whether there would be installations and such or more interactive type things. I'm unsure. But does it create a single narrative to in some description kind of going over those decades, or are they more individual works?
Look, it really has quite a strong narrative across the three decades. In the centre of the exhibition, and the exhibition is in our fabulous new Chai Chak Wing Museum, and it's in the grand temporary exhibition space. So we're really lucky to occupy this beautiful gallery. In the centre, we have a shiny black box, which contains a number of the really early kinetic and light works.
Right.
And so you enter in there and you see some of these, which were shown in Sydney when they were first acquired in 1968, and no one had seen lightworks in Australia. So that they were really caused a sensation. In fact, amongst them, you know, there is the Australian artist Frank Hinder, whose luminal kinetics were also being made at the same time. And we've got a wonderful example of one of his works.
Right.
But we've got, you know, examples from a French group called Grave by artists like Thomas Seller, who makes this wonderful subtle play with reflections of shadows.
Right.
Marco has this kind of really throbbing solar image that changes colour. Some of it is quite psychedelic. There's no question about
From the 60s, Anne, psychedelic stuff.
Yeah,
man, who would have thought?
Right.
Go figure that. Go, hey, just I guess for those that aren't so privy or to the Philistines among us, when we talk about kind of light works and such, like your luminosity, whatever the term that you used earlier, sorry, it's escaped me just in the time since. But these projections of sorts that we're probably more familiar with now are a totally different thing?
Look, they're off their time. So most of them use relatively simple batteries, but the effects are what are so fascinating and subtle. There's a wonderful work by an artist called Peter Sedgley, which basically just uses three lights, red, yellow, blue, but it projects onto a painting that changes as the lights flash on.
Right.
And it just looks like a kind of remarkable throbbing sun.
Right.
There's a lot of solar imagery in these early light works. But actually, I also wanted to say where you, in our PR, we mention Race 2
yeah.
and the politics. of light. In the black box, there's a work by Edward Kleinholz, an American artist.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was use Cortina car door, and it, where the window was, he constructed this scenario of a race crime, of a black man being beaten up by a pack of whites. And you see it, you through the door window, which is illuminated underneath by a light bulb. So these light works cross, you know, from quite formal exercises in perception to really strong political work.
That's amazing. We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, Anne. But just before I let you go, remind us again where we can go and check it out. When's it open? Do we have to grab a ticket, or can we just come along? How does
it? It's free. Entry to the museum is free. Mm-hmm. It's at the University of Sydney, our new Chow Chuck Wing Museum. You just enter off Parramatta Road, and it's the first big building on the right. And we're actually having a special panel. We're open late Thursday night, mm-hmm. which is great. We're having a panel on Thursday the 9th of June where a number of really interesting artists are speaking. Liz Pooley, Andrew Donaldson, and a very interesting art historian, Susan Best. So that would be a great one for your listeners.